Okay, my name is Tina McClendon. I'm interviewing. Okay, and this interview is taking place on November 17, 1987, in Beulah, Texas. Okay. We're going to talk about the Great Depression. Can you tell me about the work before the Depression?
Before the Depression?
Yes, sir.
Well, there was pretty good work in this part of the country. It was mostly all sawmilling and farming. Most wages was cheap. We never had the best wages I can remember before the Depression. Wasn't about $3 a day. I used to, from the time the sun come up till it went down. And that was at sawmills, with public works, you might call it. And the farming, I don't remember anything about the farming in the 20s. Only they just farming showing up. You got to make a crop and gather it and have to.
Mm-hmm.
But to work on the farm, and for sure after I got old enough to work on the farm, well, you got $1 a day for all work. That was sun to sun. When we were farming, where we'd gather our stuff, take care of it, you know. Gather our corn and cotton, potatoes and peas and what have you, put them up. I might say that's the way we live, everybody too. Most everybody had milk cows and hogs in the woods. They could kill their meat. Had all the milk and butter they wanted, and the eggs, and what have you. And,
so everything was pretty high priced, the food?
No, stuff was cheap, real cheap. The first meat and lard I ever can remember buying, that was after I was pretty well grown. We built 4 cents a pound for lard and 7 cents for bacon. And
what were the working conditions during the Depression?
Well, during the Depression, it just wasn't hardly no work at all. It was the same thing. It was farming and sawmilling in this country. Railroad, and there was a long time that the sawmillers, they couldn't get no money. There wasn't no money. And they'd take companies, most all of them made their money. They changed, you might call it, what we call silver money now. They'd take aluminum and make it like a washer, and then put copper inside of that, in that hole. And that's what we spent. We'd have to spend it like a dead commissary, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Like the temple in the field, they had a big commissary. And had food and clothes in it, and a drugstore. Had a drugstore in that kind of food. And that's the way people got what they wanted.
But you couldn't.
Them checks, I called it.
So you couldn't spend that anywhere else, though.
No.
Just right there?
Yeah, right there. And most, now, there might have been a place or two in Lufkin that you could spend them on the company checks, because they could have brought them right back to the company and got the money for them at the end of the month, or maybe at the end of the year. I don't know how they done that. We did at Trinity. I say we. I know they could at Trinity and on Alaska. When they was issuing them checks, they called them at on Alaska and Trinity. Well, you could spend them just about anywhere downtown. And the company redeemed them.
Mm-hmm.
And about the same thing on a railroad that went through that territory. the farming, it was just the same old thing that everybody that farmed, they try to make a crop and they'd make something, you know. That was about the way that we lived. Everybody lived during the Depression. If it hadn't have been for the farmer, we'd have been into it.
Mm-hmm.
And we land that we could have farmed. Them days, you could take them off. You seen an empty house, someone wanted to move in it. Well, just move in. Didn't nobody object. And if you had any land, clear land around the place, we'll work it. Nobody didn't care. And poor farmers, they rented land, worked on the halves, or what they call the third and fourth. If they had their own team and tools, well, they'd work on the third and fourth. If they didn't have team and tools, they worked on the halves. The company furnished the landlord furnished the team and tools, and seed that you planted, and what have you. It was miserable back then for some people. Of course, we talk about the expense of planting. You could go to town, buy your pair of overalls and a blue shirt. Them days, most poor people wore overalls and blue shirt, mm-hmm. or khaki suits, you know. And I bought a mini suit of clothes for $1.50. A pair of overalls for 75 cents and a shirt. Blue chambray, they call it, blue chambray shirt for 50 cents. And I bought khaki clothes for $1.75 a suit. I could buy a pair of khaki pants for $1 and a shirt for 75 cents. And shoes, I bought lots of shoes for $1 a pair.
Okay, can you tell me something about President Hoover?
No, definitely about him. I can't tell you everything. And I know everybody in Contra Costa run him down all the time, you know, for having things so high, and I think all high, and nothing to do. He just brought on a Depression, see, when there was nothing to call him. People to be, no money to be had. No.
What about President Roosevelt?
Well, now, when Roosevelt got it, the first thing he started was this PWA and
CCC?
There were three, yeah, CCC. And he started a program called something like the Forest Service now, you know. They called the Tree Army.
Mm-hmm.
And he had camps just about every county had a camp. And some of them had two. I know there was two in Trinity County. I've never talked much about that over here. Don't know what they had in this county. And I believe they had three in Trinity County, right? And been in Houston County. I know they had one at Grosvenor. And if I'm not mistaken, they had one over here at Apple Springs. That was still in Trinity County. And then they had just about every county had one or two, you know, in the county. And all the boys that were out of school could get in the Tree Army, and that paid $1 a day right on, $30 a month. And it actually didn't average out $1 a day, but that was a big help, I think.
Uh-huh.
And that's what broke the Depression. The next thing then.
What was
well, actually, The next thing, the war broke out, so they got to put everything on the boom again.
What was the CCC?
Now really, I don't really know what that was. I don't remember that well, about what that was. I know that.
What about the WPA?
WPA, that's our people, well, anyway, they'd hire the people to work the roads or something like that, you know, work on the roads. See, back then days, there wasn't hardly no hard surface roads nowhere.
Just dirt roads?
Just dirt roads and gravel roads. You take like the highways, they were gravel. In wet weather, they'd wash full of drains, holes, what have you.
Sort of like in construction work today?
People would just go along, fill up the hole, fill the ditches back up, just repair the road. There's a lot of different ways that PWA paid off. They even had canning plants, things like sewing rooms, things like that, that the women could work in. See, my mother was a widow woman at that time. Had, I don't know, five or six kids at home. And she had to take care of someone. So she worked in a canning plant and a sewing room. And I don't remember how long.
What did they do with the things they canned and the things they sewed?
Well, now, if I ain't mistaken, they were handed out to the people, kind of like this government project is now, you know, where they get the cheese and butter and what have you.
Just like that?
Yeah, something like that. Ever so often you could go get a supply of that stuff that they were giving away to.
Okay, can you explain to me the living conditions in general during the Depression?
Well, it was just hard. Sure, the poor people. And like I say, there wasn't no work to do. But until those, you know, that thing started, you know, there wasn't nothing to do. A person would do anything in the world they could get to do. If I have, me and Mama there have picked cotton for 35 cents a hundred. And that was. And me and her daddy made hoe hounds and chairs, axe hounds, and things like that, and sold them. That's the way we got by, see. There just wasn't no work to do, only farm work. But at this time of year, there ain't no farm work, see. And as you lay a crop by in the summertime, nothing to do then until gathering time. Well, people had to do something. Some of them did, some of them didn't, couldn't get it to do. They didn't know how to do nothing. A lot of people didn't know how to do nothing to make a living. And I was just one of the lucky numbers myself. Her daddy would take a piece of wood and make anything out of it, you know. But I learned that trade right quick. That's the way we got by. Oh, Lord. People done everything. Coon hunt, hawking hunt. I didn't make a living because there wasn't no work to do. People, there was lots of work that could have been done, but people didn't have no money to pay for it, get it done. If like a farmer. I know lots of farmers that just wasn't able to hire help to do what they needed to do during the time after laying by, and then after the gathering, at the gathering time, and there was just plenty of the farmer, big farms for sure, could have done to take care of himself for another year, you know, but he just wasn't able to pay people to do it. Living conditions. It was rough, rough. You know how it would be now if Fresh, say, Alfred and Liz, neither one of them wasn't working. It'd be a proposition.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way you can look back and see the depression. Just what you can figure out to just say Alfred and Liz wasn't at work. Randy and Debbie wasn't at work.
There'd be lots of problems.
A lot of people nowadays, they just can't see that. They can't see how a person can get by if they ain't got the money. And I know it can be done, Jim. I sure know it can be done because I've done it.
Do you think that another depression can happen?
Yeah, sure it can happen. And if they don't make some changes, it's coming fast, too.
What do you think that causes the depression to start?
Well, just like it is right now with the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom fell out of the stock market. See, well, that stops money. That stops the flow of money. And if it gets far enough along, well, our banks in this country can't borrow money from foreign banks to carry on, see? Like the paper mill up here. The paper mill in Temple over there is the only big industry there is in this country, the old foundry. It just works when it gets ready anyhow. And if the time was to come that the paper mill or Temple over there couldn't borrow the money to operate on, they just wouldn't operate. Now, Arthur's got the money to operate on, Arthur Temple.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't gonna turn his money loose if he can't see something coming back, you know. That wouldn't be good management at all. Like his daddy done, his daddy, he just kept running that sawmill. When he got to where he couldn't even sell a board nowhere, run that sawmill so much a week just in order to hold his people there, because he knew that the depression would break sooner or later, you know. And so well, when it did, when the depression broke and he got to where he could sell what lumber he had, what he could cut, he owed over $4 million, Mr. Temple did, right? He owed over $4 million. Long to get right back. He had the lumber cut. Now, Arthur ain't working. He ain't working that way. The time goes getting tight and lumber sales get fall off bad, he just slows the saws down. He can work just so many hours, you know.
Do you think the conditions would be the same as it was during the Great Depression if we had a depression now?
No. Because, like I said, honey, there's too many people that don't know how. Just don't know how they might get by if they ain't got the money.
So they would be worse, really?
Yeah, it would be worse. There would be more killing and robbing and what stealing than you ever heard of. Because, well, now here, well, you take that boy of mine, Charlie. He didn't know a thing in the world about taking care of his wife and kids if he didn't have that job. He wouldn't know how to get out on it. He could get on 4 or 5 acres of land and make a living. But where would he get the land? These people just like that old field right out there, see? Half of Angelina County could live off that old field right out there if they could work it. But that man ain't going to do away with his cows to let them work nothing. It done got now to work. It wasn't like it was then. When during the big depression, we could go in the woods and hunt, go out there and kill us a hog. Most everybody had hogs. And we could kill a hog, we'd go out there and kill a squirrel. Anything we could find to eat, we'd kill it and take it home and eat it. And after, of course, the depression that then broke and everything was going fine when they brought on game laws. And just about everything was gone, all right. When they did bring on game laws, there wasn't hardly no game left. But nowadays there would be plenty of game in the woods for people to live off of a while, you know. But the law is going to let them go get them. That's what's going to hurt, you know. That's what I mean. There'd be more killing because there's a many man who kill a game warden in a minute before he'd see his wife and kids go hungry. If he could get out there and kill a deer or a sack full of squirrels or something, right in the middle of the summertime or the middle of the winter, it wouldn't make no difference. When he needed them, he'd go get them.
Mm-hmm.
95% of the working people would go right on back to the woods and hunt again if he got bum out of work. Before he'd see his folks starve. Game wardens would try to put a stop to it, and a lot of them would be buried over there, too.
Probably. Okay, Paul, I think we've pretty much covered it, and thank you for letting me interview you over this topic.
Anytime I can help you with your schooling.